Hi everybody, welcome back to another episode of the Mother of Fawn podcast. This is Audrey, and today's episode I'm going to be talking about becoming a mom during a global health pandemic. So I'm sure a lot of you can relate to this because we're all going through this together, especially if you're living in the United States where the COVID-19 pandemic has gotten so out of control. You probably have been isolated for months and months like I have, and it's just been feeling quite overwhelming. So in this episode, I wanted to share my personal experience with how COVID-19 has impacted me as a new mother, and then kind of talk about ways that I've tried to cope and kind of just get through it, because it can be super overwhelming to just kind of think about the future of our life with this pandemic going on. So I try to stay as positive as I can. It's not always easy, but I'm going to share my tips for that. Now, I have been waiting to record this episode, which is actually the very first episode of this podcast, for a while, but I was waiting for the quote unquote the right time to record. And honestly, when you're a mom, there really is no right time. So once again, you may hear Mia playing in the background of this recording, and that's just because this is the only time I really have a chance to talk to you guys. So I considered recording during her nap time, but her nap times are so short, and honestly, I could use a little nap myself. So nap times don't work out, and late at night, I'm tired as well. So we're gonna record while I sit here. I'm actually sitting in Mia's playpen with her. She's got her favorite teething toy. It's this yellow baby banana toothbrush. You've probably seen it before. Anyway, she loves this. So she's pretty happy right now. Huh? Are you so happy? So now I'm going to first, like I said, share my experience with how COVID-19 has affected our family and mainly becoming a mom. So fortunately, I was lucky enough where I did not actually give birth when the pandemic was at full speed here, which is good because I know I've spoken to some moms and they said it was super scary. Like, they couldn't have anybody with them when they gave birth. Some of them had to wear a mask while in labor, and they just got, you know, thrown out of the hospital pretty quickly after giving birth, which I had a C-section, so I'm glad I got to stay my full 4 days at the hospital because it was really rough recovering. So my story starts when, obviously, my daughter was born. She was born in January. So January is when COVID-19 started in China, in Wuhan. It really took off. And so it hadn't really quite made its way to the United States, but I was working at the time. Right before I gave birth, I was working. So I worked as an international student advisor for Rutgers University. What that means is I would pretty much advise students when they came to our office about their immigration status, because when students came to the U.S. for studies, they have to follow all of the rules and regulations set forth by the immigration policies of the United States. So my job was to, you know, help enforce those policies and educate students. So I was a little nervous because in January was when students were coming back from China. They had gone home for their winter breaks, and then they come to our office. So me being, you know, I was 9 months pregnant at the time. I was just 3 weeks away from my due date, really. And I was kind of nervous, you know, meeting students and stuff. So we already started, like, using hand sanitizer and just being careful of making sure things were clean, because I was already on edge with it being flu season and me being pregnant. So it was a little bit scary at that time. And then my water broke when I was 37 weeks and 5 days. So I was supposed to work for one more week before taking my maternity leave, but I ended up obviously taking it a week early because I had a baby. So I was a little bit relieved in a sense, because then I didn't have to be afraid of going to work and getting exposed. So I had my baby, and like I said, we stayed in a hospital 4 days, and then we came home For me, I actually live in New Jersey, and my family lives in Maine, and my husband's family all live in Vietnam. So we're pretty alone here in New Jersey. We have friends, but we don't have any family members to help us. So when we came home, it was just the two of us with Mia, and it was a little hectic and crazy, to say the least, because we honestly were not prepared. I mean, I don't know who is ever prepared to bring their first baby home for the first time. So it was just crazy bringing Mia home for the first time by ourselves. Little did we know that we were going to be alone for quite a while. So that was January 30th. Hi, my love. That was January 30th that we came home. And then I did have my sister, she came down from Maine to visit for a weekend when Mia was about 3 weeks old. Yes. Oh my goodness. So she came, but it was only for the weekend. So it was nice because we took a little nap while she was here holding Mia. But other than that, we really didn't have any help at all. So then things started to get crazy. So of course, in the beginning, I had to heal and recover. So first 2 weeks, Hui was home, my husband. But then he had to go back to work because they don't give him paternity leave. So he had to use his vacation time to stay with me the first 2 weeks. And then he had to go back. So I was alone and already, you know, I would say isolated because I didn't have anybody to visit me. My friends could visit, you know, on the weekend, I guess. But during the week, they're working. So I couldn't have them come over. And even they were a little cautious about coming over because, like I said, my friends and I, we all work in the same place. So they were also a little on edge, you know, meeting students who had just traveled with the virus that had started taking over. So mid-March, I went for my six-week appointment, and that was pretty much the last time I went out for a very long time because that was when the coronavirus outbreak really took hold of New Jersey. So our governor, I guess he mandated that everybody stay home. And so you couldn't really go anywhere. And I was just like, well, that was perfect timing. Right when I decided I had finally healed enough to go out and actually do things, I had to stay home. That also meant that Hui was staying home. So that was kind of nice for me because I wasn't alone every day. Because I did struggle, you know, with the long days being home by myself with a newborn. He had to commute by public transit, so he would leave early morning around 7:20 and wouldn't get home until, I think, 6:30. So I was really home alone a lot in the beginning. Hi! So for him to be able to work from home after that was kind of nice because then I wasn't by myself. Of course, he's still working, so he couldn't help too much with baby care, but anyway, that's what happened at that point. But then, you know, the isolation really kind of took over my mental state, and I struggled with some postpartum depression around 3 months postpartum, which I believe mostly has to do with the fact that we were so isolated and it just felt scary. I'm sure even people who aren't moms had some kind of a depression when staying home like this and being isolated and being afraid to go out, afraid to get exposed. We were going grocery shopping once every 2 weeks to limit the amount of times we were going out because we didn't want to get exposed to the virus. And it just felt like doomsday, honestly. Like, we just wanted to stay home for a period of time. I didn't even feel safe walking outside because I was so nervous. I heard there was somebody on my street who had coronavirus, so I said, I'm not even going to go outside anymore. And I think that really took a toll on my mental health. And that was just, I think that was probably one of the worst things that I could have done, was to just not even go outside. So if you're like that right now, I recommend you at least go out in your yard or something, because that really took a toll on my mental health. Now here we are, it's July. We have been, you know, still taking it very seriously, even though the cases aren't as crazy as they were in the beginning. But when you have a baby, you want to make sure that you're doing everything you can to protect them, of course. So even though, you know, some people go shopping or you can go out for outdoor dining and different things, but we don't even do that. We just stay home. And the other reason why this has been so hard on our family is I did end up quitting my job. So I had to quit because our original plan was for my mother-in-law to come from Vietnam and stay with us and help take care of Mia so that I could go back to work in June. But because of Corona, the visa got all delayed and she was unable to come. She's still not here. It's July. And honestly, I don't know when she'll be here. She might be here next year. Hopefully before we have our next baby, that'd be nice. But until then, I am now officially a stay-at-home mom. And that's just, I want to say that's a blessing in disguise, honestly. Because, you know, when we first thought about the potential of me staying home, we said no right away. Because we had just bought a house. Yes, we just bought a house for our baby, and we have a mortgage, we have bills, and it's really hard to pay all those bills with just one income. So we kind of had under the impression that we both must keep working. There was no way I could be a stay-at-home mom, at least not right now. But then when there was no option, we had to, you know, do what was best for Mia. I could have, you know, tried to hire a nanny, but again, with COVID-19, I didn't feel comfortable hiring someone to come in and out of my house every day because I can't control people, where they go. And so it was a hard decision because I worked hard to get that position. I love my job, or I guess I loved my job. I still talk about my job like I still work there. So you guys could probably tell I really loved it, but we'll see what happens in the future. Honestly, I don't know what's going to happen. But for now, we're just taking it one day at a time with Miss Mia. Huh, Miss Mia? So this kind of leads me into what I wanted to talk about, which is how to cope with the fact that COVID-19 is happening and it's not easy being a mom. So I'm going to talk about some of the ways that I've kind of been able to lift my spirits during this uncertain time. And I hope that it will help you, especially with me sharing my story. I hope that you can relate and then maybe get some value from what I'm about to share. Do you want to tell them what you think is the thing to do? She's chewing that banana, but she's talking. So I actually went on a trip recently to Maine to see my family. Yes, we did. Now, it was more stressful than I thought it was going to be because we are, like I said, taking social distancing very seriously. So in Maine, there's not that many cases. So nobody really took it seriously there. And I was visiting family, but they all work outside. So we stayed with my grandma who quarantined before we came up. She quarantined for a week. We also obviously had been quarantined and we took a COVID test before going to make sure we weren't bringing anything there. Because if you're asymptomatic, then you could still carry the virus and infect somebody. We did not want that. So we took all precautions and we ended up driving up to see my family. And that's because honestly, I didn't want to live with any regrets. My grandma's getting old. She's almost 86. And I didn't want to be, you know, finding myself one day where she's passed away and she has never got to meet her great-granddaughter. So it was, you know, quite scary, quite stressful to go up, but I think it was the right thing to do because, number one, she got to meet her great-granddaughter, and Mia had a great time, you know, because she's literally never seen, like, anybody because we're always home by ourselves. So she had a good time. Of course, our dog had a good time because he loves going up to see Nanner and he gets all kinds of treats. But as scary as it was, I think that sometimes we have to do things that, you know, it's hard to say, but like it may seem risky, but it's for the best. So of course, there was risk involved going up. You don't know who you're going to get exposed to, and you can't control other people. When you're home, you can control who comes in and out. But when you're at somebody else's house, it's a little more different. Yes, baby. Are you so social today? My goodness. Earlier this morning, she was not this crazy. Huh? You were not this crazy. Eat your banana. I'm almost done recording. I love you. So, anyways, It was stressful, but I think it was worth it. So one of my tips for coping with this virus is just come up with ways that you can see people, because yeah, it's scary, but if we all take the correct precautions, then we can, you know, see people. Video call is obviously a great option, but it's not the same as seeing somebody in person. So if there's like family that you want to visit and you've been afraid to visit, maybe consider going. I don't want you to put yourself in danger, of course, but you know, take the COVID test before you go, make sure everybody's quarantined. If like for us, we did distant visits outside with my family members who couldn't quarantine because they work outside. So we kept our distance 6 feet apart, outdoor visits, and some people wore masks. It's just a good thing to take all precautions, because this is just a different time we're living in, and unfortunately we don't know when it's gonna end. So instead of just staying home alone all the time, we have to find ways to kind of adapt, if you know what I mean. So that's something I did. And also I started having friends over here in New Jersey, because yeah, that was one trip we took up to Maine, but we can't go up all the time. And like I said, we live in a, you know, we don't have many family and friends here. So I actually had, you know, my neighbor come over or a couple of my friends come over, and we do the same thing, distant visit outside. If you're outside, it's a lot better. You don't want to be in an enclosed space with people. Yeah, you don't want to be in an enclosed space with people, because then the virus is more prominent and can get to you. But we started doing distant visits. So I think it's... Am I going to be able to record this, my love? I'm sorry, guys. I hope you don't mind her. She's very cute. I wish you could see her. Yes! You want to record? Tell them. Oh, now you don't have any words, huh? Silly girl. Huh? You want to say hi? No? Okay. Moving on. So if you guys can just, you know, find ways to adapt, and that way you can take care of your mental health, because that's, again, something that is super important right now. And it's easy to feel depressed if you're by yourself all the time and you have nothing to look forward to. That's the other thing. For me, before I had Mia, I lived my life in the fashion where I always made sure I had something to look forward to. There was always something to be excited about. And now that COVID's happening, and also having a baby changes things, I can't just go out whenever the heck I want. So you have to try and find little things that make you excited. So something that we started doing is some weekends we'll either grill outside or we'll cook something that is, you know, special. It's not like something that we would make on a normal day. And it takes a little extra time. We usually do it on the weekends. But you know, food is something we love. So we try to make life exciting by eating things that make us happy. So either cooking or sometimes we order out. We haven't ordered out as much, obviously, because I'm not working, so we're trying to save money. But again, if you can cook something that you love at home and have that as something to look forward to, that's always a good thing to add to your routine. So I recommend doing that. And then the other thing that I think is important is that we don't get too caught up in thinking about what's going to happen. Because we don't know what's going to happen today, tomorrow, next week, and even, you know, next year. We don't know with the virus and everything. So when I was spending more time thinking about that, I got way more overwhelmed. So it's best if we take things one day at a time and practice gratitude. I found that practicing gratitude has helped me a lot. So just thinking about all the things that we have that we're grateful for. So like, for example, I'm grateful for the fact that I get to be home with Mia. I get to see all of her milestones and see her growing up. I get to have my husband home with me at this time, so he gets to watch her grow up too. We're all healthy and we're all doing well. and we have, you know, a nice place to live. I know not everybody is as, you know, well off, I suppose. I mean, we're not rich or anything, but some people are really suffering during this pandemic. So that's why I think it's important that we all try and practice gratitude every day, because that's something that can help you mentally to get through this tough time. Just knowing that you do have, you know, you may not have what you used to have, you know, you may not have freedom to go out and have a social life, but we still have a lot to be grateful for. So that is pretty much the end of this episode. I hope that you guys enjoyed and found some value hearing my perspective through COVID-19, as well as some of the ways that I have been coping. I hope that, yes, I really need to go because she wants to keep screaming, but I hope that you are healthy and happy and safe wherever you are. Don't forget to wear a mask, practice social distancing, wash your hands, and start every day with a grateful heart. If you want to share with me some of the ways that you have coped with COVID, or if you want to share your story of how COVID has affected you and your family during this time, I'd love to hear it. You can either send me an email at audrey@motherofawn.com, or you can send me a DM on Instagram. My handle is motherofawn. Check out the blog, motherofawn.com, for more resources and blog posts. And don't forget to subscribe to this podcast if you don't want to miss upcoming episodes. Thank you guys so much for listening. I look forward to speaking with you guys next time. Mia, say bye. Say bye. I love you guys. Take care. Bye, guys.